lingering surprise. "You once asked me how I could kill my own sister," Esterhazy said. "I told you the truth then, and I'll tell you the truth again now. I didn't kill her. Helen's alive." Chapter 77. Esterhazy paused. A new look had come into Pendergast's eyes, a look he didn't fully understand, and yet the man said nothing. "You think your fight's just with me," Esterhazy went on rapidly, "but you're wrong. It's not just me. It's not just this boat and this crew. The fact is, you have no idea, no idea of what you're dealing with." No response from Pendergast. "Listen, Falconer was going to kill me too. As soon as you were dead, he was going to do the same to me. I realized that just tonight, on this boat."
"So you killed him to save yourself," Constance said. "Is that supposed to solicit our trust?"
Esterhazy did his best to ignore this. "Damn it, Aloysius, listen to me. Helen is alive, and you need me to bring her to you. We don't have the time to stand around talking about it now. Later I'll explain everything to you, not now. Are you going to cooperate with me or not?"
Constance laughed mirthlessly.
Esterhazy stared into Pendergast's frozen, unreadable eyes for what seemed a very long time. Then he took a deep breath. "I'm going to take a chance," he said. "A chance that somewhere in that strange head of yours you might just believe me about this, if nothing else." Taking out a knife, he leaned over to cut Pendergast free, then hesitated. "You know, Aloysius," he said quietly, "what I've become was what I was born to be. It's what I was born into, and it's something beyond my control. If you only knew the horror that Helen and I have been subjected to, you'd understand." He sliced through the lines holding Pendergast to the stanchion, cut through the tape, and freed him. Pendergast slowly stood up, massaging his arms, face still unreadable. Esterhazy hesitated a moment, then he slipped Pendergast's .45 from his own waistband and handed it to the FBI agent butt first. Pendergast took it, tucked it away, and without a word went over to Constance and cut her free. "Let's go," said Esterhazy. For a moment, nobody moved.
"Constance," said Pendergast, "wait for us at the tender in the stern."
"Just a minute," Constance said.
"Surely you aren't going to believe—"
"Please, go to the tender. We'll join you in a moment."
With a single lingering stare at Esterhazy, she turned and walked aft, disappearing into the dark. "There are two men on the bridge," Esterhazy said to Pendergast. "We have to neutralize them and get off this boat." When Pendergast did not reply, Esterhazy took the lead, pushing open a cabin door and stepping over a motionless body. They passed through the main saloon and then ascended a stairway. Arriving at the sky deck, he opened the sliding glass doors and crossed the sky lounge. Pendergast took up a position next to the bridge door, drawing his weapon. Esterhazy knocked. A moment later, the captain's voice came over the intercom.
"Who is it? What's happening? What was that shooting?"
Esterhazy put on his calmest voice.
"It's Judson. It's all over. Falconer and I have got them immobilized in the saloon."
"The rest of the crew?"
"Gone. Most of them killed or incapacitated or overboard. But everything's under control now."
"Jesus.
Falconer wants Gruber below for a few minutes."
"We've been trying to raise Falconer on the radio."
"He ditched his radio. That man Pendergast got his hands on a headset and was listening in on our chatter. Look, we don't have a lot of time, Captain. Falconer wants the mate below now."
"How long? I need him on the bridge."
5 minutes, tops."
He heard the bridge door being unbolted, then unlocked. It opened. Immediately Pendergast kicked it back, knocking the mate senseless with the butt of his handgun, while Esterhazy rushed the captain, jamming his weapon into his ear.
"Down," he shouted. "On the floor."
"What the—"
Esterhazy fired the pistol to one side, then put the muzzle back against his head.
"You heard me. Face down, arms spread."
The captain dropped down to his knees, then lay prone, stretching out his arms. Esterhazy turned in time to see Pendergast tying up the mate. He walked over to the helm, keeping his pistol trained on the captain, and throttled the twin diesels back into neutral. The boat slowed on its way to coming to rest in the water.
"What the hell do you think you're doing?" the captain cried. "Where's Falconer?"
"Tie this one up too," Esther Hazy said. Pendergast stepped over and immobilized the captain.
"You're a dead man," the captain told Esther Hazy. "They'll kill you for sure. You, of all people, should know that."
Esther Hazy watched as Pendergast went to the helm, scanned it, lifted a cage, enclosing a red lever, and pulled the lever. An alarm began to sound.
"What's that?" he asked, alarmed.
"I've activated the EPIRB, the Emergency Position Indicating Radio Beacon," Pendergast replied. "I want you to go below, launch the tender, and wait for me."
"Why?" Esther Hazy was disconcerted at how suddenly Pendergast had taken control.
"We're abandoning ship. Do as I say."
The flat, cold tone of his voice unnerved Esther Hazy. The agent disappeared off the bridge, heading to the lower decks. Esther Hazy went down the stairs to the main saloon and to the stern. He found Constance there, waiting.
"We're abandoning ship," said Esther Hazy.
He pulled the canvas from the second tender. It was a 5.2-meter Valiant with a 75-horsepower Honda four-stroke outboard. He opened the stern transom and threw the windlass into gear. The boat slid off its cradle into the water. He cleated it at the stern, climbed inside, started the engine.
"Get in," he said.
"Not until Aloysius returns," Constance replied. Her violet eyes remained gazing at him, and after a moment she spoke again in that curious, archaic way.
"You will recall, Dr. Esther Hazy, what I told you earlier? Let me reiterate. At some point in the future, in the fullness of time, I will kill you."
Esther Hazy snorted in derision.
"Don't waste your breath on empty threats."
"Empty?" she smiled pleasantly. "It is a fact of nature as ineluctable as the very turning of the earth."
Chapter 78. Esther Hazy turned his thoughts to Pendergast and what he was up to. He had his answer when he heard a muffled explosion below. A moment later, Pendergast appeared. He helped Constance into the tender, then leapt in himself as another explosion shook.